is a consultation phase one hearing for Joshua Melizio, that's M-E-L-E-C-I-O, I'm maybe mispronouncing the name, ABC number 167380A. Mr. Melizio is currently 35 years old. He is serving two concurrent sentences for armed robbery, each carrying 15-year sentence. He has four prior prison sentences, all of which involve the use of weapons in some fashion. The current crimes represent a continuation of his criminal activity and is of the same nature. The sentence that he is currently serving was received on November 29th, 2011. In these cases, Mr. Melizio would set up a meeting, in both cases, set up a meeting with a man to sell the victim Walmart gift cards. And then when the individual arrives, Mr. Melizio and an accomplice try to rob the victim at gunpoint. He was sentenced under a plea agreement. He did appeal, but relief was denied in the case of his appeal. Mr. Melizio has a criminal history that involves, starting in 2000, an armed robbery for which he received probation, and that was eventually revoked, and he served 4 years in the Department of Corrections. Another crime, burglary, theft of means of transportation, also received probation for that, and that was revoked, and he served prison time. He also had charges of misconduct involving weapons. His prison history has included 17 majors. His last discipline was in January 22nd of 2018, just this year, for theft, and that was a major. He also has one January 29th, 2018, for positive or refusal to submit a UA sample. That was a major. He has January 29th, 2018, for disorderly conduct, another major. And January 18th of 2018, a minor for obstructing staff. He has completed some programming, a GED, Thinking for Change and Design for Living, while he's in prison. He indicates on his application that he is a changed person, which is one of his reasons for requesting this commutation. We do have a letter from Maricopa County Attorney dated March 2nd, 2018, which opposes any reduction in sentence. Mr. Melizio's sentence was for 15 years. He is asking for a one-year reduction, which would change his potential end of the sentence to July 14th, 2023, from August 7th, 2024. So only 1 year reduction. When he was sentenced, he, of course, I had mentioned, accepted a plea bargain. The presumptive sentence for those crimes would have been 10 and a half years, minimum of 7 years, maximum 21. Mr. Melizio received 15 years. Given that he committed actually two crimes on two different days, shortly one after the other, and had the four prior sentences that all involved weapons, I do not see that the aggravated sentence of 15 years for these crimes and given concurrently was an excessive sentence, but I would listen to any input caught by my fellow board members.
Okay.
Thank you. Then I would make a motion that the application of Joshua Martin Melizio, ABC number 167380A, not be passed to phase two.
Second. Agreed.
And this concludes this hearing.